How do I engage in intimacy after a miscarriage? Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. The past 2 days have been some pretty sensitive topics, and today I feel is a extremely sensitive topic for lots of couples. So I want to make sure that everyone knows I am very understanding of how important it is to educate ourselves and be patient with our emotional process and our healing process and our grieving process. This topic is one that I know lots of women manage and lots of males who manage the situation, or partners really, don't necessarily understand, because there was no emotional attachment, so to speak. There was in some ways, but not this deep, strong emotional attachment. When we are, as women, carry a tiny human in our bodies, there's just such a connection to that soul, and it's not necessarily felt by the partner who is not carrying the beautiful soul. And so miscarriages are extremely impactful on intimacy because of fear of so many fears. I could go on and on and on with that list, you know, fear of being broken, fear of hurting our partner, especially if it's male and female intercourse, fear of it happening again and having to go to through the process. The further along, the harder it is, because the more developed the tiny little baby was or is at the time of misconception. So this is a sensitive, very sensitive topic, and I'm almost fearful that I'm going to upset somebody, and that's my biggest thing, is I never want that to happen. But so to help individuals who have experienced this in their life, you know, making sure you both are able to be open with one another and be accepting and appreciative of one another and where you both stand on the situation, especially as the person carrying or was carrying the baby. Be kind to yourself. Don't self-sabotage, and remember that you're not broken and that you are a special, amazing human. And you know, sometimes the way it happens is just unknown, and you know, our bodies just it wasn't the right time for our bodies to carry the, you know, human that we so desperately wanted to meet someday and here in the physical world. And I say here in the physical world because I'm getting a little woo-woo now, but in our physical world, we have our physical things that we can touch and feel and manipulate, and in our energetic world, we have things that we can't necessarily touch and feel and manipulate. And when we energetically or emotionally feel these souls that we so desperately wanted to touch and feel physically, we have this bond already building, and we can still build that bond, just it's in a very different way than we had expected or hoped for. And connecting with yourself and your inner energy and your inner emotion, and really diving deep in how important and beautiful you are as a person, is a good place to try to heal from the expectation that of what we was to be. And then for the partner watching, you know, the carrier manage and go through this situation, it is important to validate, and it is important to, you know, not to shame or blame. And I know most people don't intend on doing that. Sometimes when we're wrapped up in our own emotions, our communication comes out in a shaming or blaming kind of way. And it's totally meant from a, not meant from a malicious standpoint. For the most part, if you have an outlier of a relationship situation, definitely let's chat. I'd love to chat more. But when we're stuck in our own heads and our own perceptions of a situation, sometimes it's hard to see the other person's side. And when the other person is so emotionally wrapped in their own side of it, they don't have the ability to kind of reframe it for us to give us another perspective, healthy perspective on the situation. And then when it comes time to, you know, you've, some time has passed and you've kind of healed through the initial grievance and initial loss, and it's coming time to, you know, you want to be intimate with each other again, or you just want to be enjoying each other's presence, and it's like a fear, just the fear comes up of, well, what if, not want that, and the fear comes from a place of not wanting to experience that experience again. But then also desperately wanting to conceive a baby and go be able to go through the process. And medically, I mean, I am not a doctor, so I'm not going to go into any in-depth stuff, but medically, figuring out if it was something our bodies couldn't handle, or if it was, you know, the just it didn't, there is no reason, I forget what that's called, there's no reason why it happened, it just happened. And you were part of that statistic, but the figuring out, once we figure out the cause, if there is initial cause, then okay, let's figure out more and do a lot of research and educating ourselves on what to do in that situation. If there wasn't a cause, which kind of almost seems somewhat harder, because then it's like the questions of, am I broken? What's wrong with me? Yada, 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 come up. It allows for more exploration, and really it just, it boils down to coming to a place of acceptance and appreciation of ourselves and where we were and are in our state, and then appreciating our partners, and enjoying the time, pushing yourself a little bit through your resistance. You know, if there's a lot of resistance built up to wanting to be intimate with your partner, and your desires are there, but then you go to do it and all of a sudden this wall of resistance comes up and you're like, whoa, I really want this, but I'm scared and fearful. If that resistance comes up, push yourself just a little bit, and not so much so that you end up crying or, you know, falling over the other side, but do definitely push yourself a little bit and have a conversation. And, you know, when there's validation that goes back and forth, you'd be surprised at how fast you can actually break down that wall. The wall is there for a reason. It's your fight or flight response, which is totally valid. But when you break down that wall a little bit and you have this trust and vulnerability with your partner to be able to break down that wall, it's so much easier to overcome the challenges of experiencing such a sad time when you know your ideas were just such this beautiful, happy time frame. I would like to offer some resources. There are a lot of Facebook groups out there, and I'm sure if you searched on Facebook for one in your area, I'm trying to see here too. There's a lot of educating yourself, asking a professional. There are professionals that deal with miscarriages and understand how to deal with the loss and helping people work through the loss. And then obviously your OBGYN is a good person to go to the next steps of why the loss happened and how to either prevent it or overcome it for future. I hope this was helpful. I know this is, again, a sensitive topic, but it's really important because it does impact a lot of individuals in relationships who are trying to have babies. I hope you all have an amazing day, and I look forward to staying connected. Like, share, comment, subscribe, all the things, and have a good day. Bye.